Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm not.
Right. Uh-oh. Wait a second. There we go. Now we got the mic.
Yeah. Good to be back. Great to be back.
Is it really good to be back?
No. When I go on vacation,
yeah,
I am more than ever convinced that I could be on vacation forever.
Yeah.
Now, do you eventually you'd have to make some money, but if I didn't need money.
Okay. You're 50.
Mm-hmm.
You've made a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
You also are spending a nice chunk of change on
those college kids.
Two kids who Woof. Ran as far away yeah. from you
yeah.
as they could
right.
in the contiguous United States of America. Okay. Now they went to Alaska or Hawaii.
And I just bought Sam tickets to the Lakers-Timberwolves game.
Oh, I'm sure those were cheap.
Oof.
Might have helped you a little bit there was no LeBron.
It's the most expensive ticket I've ever bought.
How much?
The price range we were searching was $175 to $250.
Okay.
It was in there. Per ticket.
Yeah.
Fees included, though. Thanks, yeah. Minnesota legislator.
Yeah. Do we know what the number was if you were searching 175?
I landed at like $225 a ticket. It's a birthday present.
Yeah, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, 651-461-9226. The most expensive ticket you've ever purchased.
But you know, you and I, one of the lucky things about this job and this business is that often, you know, you have a buddy who has a ticket or somebody like so. I often don't have to pay for a ticket. Mm. You know what I mean?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, all right.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Come on.
Yeah.
People think I get all the free meals. That is not true.
Yeah. You pay for all the meals when you're reviewing.
Oh, yeah. If I'm reviewing about it, absolutely.
Okay, tax purposes, what do we do there?
Oh, it's a lot of write-off.
Yeah, a lot of write-off.
But, you know, that.
I mean, you just have an endless, I've been in the outside of your house.
It's an exhausting.
I haven't been inside the house. Do you just have like 5,000 receipts,
it's just receipts
scattered everywhere. Throughout the place?
I use one.
Is that why you have like seven homes now?
I use a separate credit card just for restaurants so I can keep track of it.
That is smart. Okay, so do you think, let's say 57.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say radio goes great. Alyssa's very productive. And you say the time or money question.
Yeah.
Because that comes a lot.
Right.
Do you want more time? Hmm. Or do you want more money and you feel like, hey, the way we've invested things?
Yes. Yeah.
Could you see yourself retiring earlier than a typical American?
Yeah. Well, you know, being on this trip, a lot of the people who were on the trip, listeners who went to Greece with me are people who owned a business or had that circumstance.
Yeah.
I have a friend right now who's sort of facing that challenge. He started a business. He could sell it. He could sell it for more money than I will ever see in my life.
Yeah.
But it's not about money at this point. It's about finishing the job and doing, achieving his vision, and so he's not going to sell.
And also,
I think I would also, like at 57, would I be ready to stop doing this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Also,
I don't think so.
For a lot of people, you want to have a reason to wake up?
Yep.
Right?
I could see stepping away from having a 3 to 6 p.m. responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe it's a 2 podcasts a week.
Yep.
Where there's a little more flexibility built in. I guess I could see that early. But I do think, you know, when I was thinking about leaving TV and what else I would want to do.
Yep.
I entertained like, oh, maybe I could do a corporate job or something, you know. And I like being in the mix too much. I like being in the conversation. I think you're the same, right?
I'm 100%.
You could leave, but we like being in the action. We like being part of the fun and part of the conversation. And
I like it.
I like it.
I, as much as I like to travel and golf and family, if every day, at least at this part of my life,
yeah.
I'm going to wake up and say, okay, what activity am I doing today? Maybe I'll change my mind.
Maybe.
Next week.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think so.
No.
Okay. The best part of the trip to Greece and the worst part of the trip.
So the best part was Alyssa and I got to go back to this restaurant that we went to 7 years ago on our 20th wedding anniversary.
So this was trip number 2 to Greece.
Yes.
Okay.
So we went for our 20th anniversary, and someone had recommended this restaurant that they said that there's nothing like it. It is a mom and pop restaurant, meaning that the husband is cooking and the wife is seating people and serving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one room, and it's the two of them, and it's called Salt and Pepper. And he's the pepper, she's the salt. And that's, it was so charming. They take, and I've never seen this before, they take everyone's photo. She goes around with her phone and takes the photo of every diner and puts it on their Facebook page and was like, great people at
really?
The restaurant tonight.
So like each night if you go, you'll see who was there.
If you go to my Facebook page right now, just today I found it on their page and shared the photo of me and Alyssa. And I just think it's the most charming thing ever.
It's a great idea.
It's so adorable. They're in Santorini where everyone is on this, you know, you've seen the pictures, the whitewashed homes and hotels and restaurants on the edge of the cliff of the caldera. And this restaurant's on the other side. You're facing out onto a busy street. And an ATV rental place.
It's a city restaurant.
It is, yeah. So I mean, you're two blocks from the caldera. You're right in the middle of it. They're just facing the other way.
Okay, I got it.
Because it's just this local couple, and it just is so charming.
It's
and being
very
able to
sweet.
Go back was you can see me lighting up. It's what it's about. You meet these people when you travel. That was pretty awesome. The worst part is on the first night in Athens, we check into our hotel. And in the room adjoining us, this couple was going to town.
I thought Giannis might be there. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, really?
Was it Salt and Pepper?
It was. It was. I mean, I didn't hear an oppa, but I feel like it was
you
implied.
You assume.
It was implied.
Every Greek couple is some derivation
that is the pinnacle.
Of my big fat Greek wedding.
That's when you really get the job done.
Opa!
And then you know.
Did you think about later on? Because at some point you guys had sex. Did you think about
true.
Opa?
Well, in that hotel, I thought about like how thin the walls were. Yeah.
Did you applaud at some point?
Trying to keep it down.
Great work.
Well, at that moment, so if you, and all of us have been in a hotel where you hear some people going
correct.
To town.
Yep.
Do you want to know what the people look like or not? Because I was curious then. I'm like, is this is this a young couple enjoying their honeymoon? Is this like a couple of, you know, oldsters kind of still with the fire going? Is this an illicit affair?
I guess,
what is it?
For me, if it's
curious.
Just the bedstand banging up against the wall, no.
It was very vocal.
But if it's very vocal and very descriptive, I think yes.
I was curious. Not creepily curious.
You didn't like
you wanted to
crawl over across from your patio to theirs.
Solve the dilemma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you miss most? This is Jason. He's back. He'll start his show in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What were you ready to be a part of again when you return?
Oh, interesting. Well, on vacation, like, we drank a lot. And so I was looking forward to sort of...
Yeah.
Like,
was Livia a part of the trip?
Livia's always a part of kind of the way I don't feel the guilt, like to clean the plate and control the portions. But, you know, there's going to be some work to do.
Yeah.
Like anybody when you come back from a vacation.
Dan is hoping you would say
I miss Dan Cook the most.
Yeah. Wow, that didn't sound very good.
Would have been a weird transition from my previous topic to say I miss Dan Cook the most.
Okay, let's do this because...
I missed really interacting with people on Twitter. That's what I missed.
Well, let's do that because the next topic is sweeter and kinder and more powerful. But you put out yesterday on your return. Some thought you should have worked yesterday. I mean,
Blois brought it up.
Yeah. What did I miss?
Yeah. Did I miss anything cool? I purposely phrased it so people wouldn't be bellyaching about whatever... Yep. They would normally bellyache about.
I went through it this morning, knowing you were going to be part of the festivities. I thought about 70% got it.
Yes.
Right?
It was, well, it got worse as the day went on, of course.
It did. They got inspired to crime, fraud.
I do think, you know, it's a reminder that, well, first of all, you don't know, like, how many of these are real people and how many of these are just, like, bots. But I will say, like, I think... People assume that all of this stuff is just like a bot or an automated or whatever. But a lot of these people are replying back. Like, I just think there are a lot of people whose brains are so fried from being on social media all the time that they do not know how to interact like a normal human being.
Or so fixated.
And so mad at the media. You got to like.
Yeah, and fixated on topic or just assume you won't talk about this when, obviously, anyone who's listened to your show or this show, too,
of course,
knows we've talked about it many, many times.
Yes, yes. But it's people who don't follow you. They see a picture of Minneapolis, and then it's just off to the races.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. I will say this. I did think about this while I was gone because I wasn't really on... I was on Instagram and Facebook with, like, vacation stuff, and I maybe posted twice on Twitter the whole time. I wasn't reading Twitter. And it did make me think, like, has the time come to sort of...
Cut back or cut back. The cord?
I
don't think you should cut the cord.
No, there's too much valuable stuff out there.
Exactly.
And for me, the equation has always been, like, the interaction with people. It's always been a percentage of good and bad, but the good has always outweighed the bad.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the percentage now, it's pretty close to 50-50.
So let's reset this again. Today, Sophia Fortus, who was shot August 27th, who was on this is the surgeon describing this, a brink of death, miraculous recovery necessary, skull removed because of brain swelling. Today, she left the hospital in a limousine, surrounded by doctors applauding, obviously with her family, police, political officials, and those involved in trying to get into Annunciation Church when she and others were attacked. And, of course, Fletcher and Harper were killed.
Yeah.
And... If you want to believe in hope and you want to believe in miracles, today is one of those days. So I just want to ask that question. Do you believe in miracles?
Hmm.
And I'm not Al Michaels. But genuinely, Do you believe there are times when logically, medically, scientifically, rationally, this cannot happen? Like maybe today. And for some reason that we cannot explain, something as miraculous as this takes place. Do you believe that? We'll talk about it. I want you to chime in too. 651-461-9226. I'll jump into Stretch Lab. I'll jump in how stretching and taking care of ourselves in a myriad of ways. You know, one of the topics we might get to tomorrow, I saw it the other day, is the order of your food, right? We also see stories of when you should eat. Well, if you talk about, I don't care if you're 21 or you're 81, and it's some sort of comprehensive story about how you should stay fit, stay healthy, stretching is always near the top of the list. And you might be listening, and you're on a walk right now. Mike, this is the podcast. You're listening live. You're biking. You might be going to play another round of golf this weekend. You might sit in your couch. Why not have a place that's going to help you set great patterns and help you stretch and make you feel better and probably convince you to become a monthly customer? That's stretchlab.com. Dozen plus locations in the metro area. I've been a customer for 6 years. They have tens of thousands of customers in the metro area. Go today. Guarantee you'll feel better. Stretchlab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jason, on a day like this, when it is both, it is incredible good fortune, incredible horrible fortune,
yeah,
evil, great doctoring. Are there times when you think, wow, sometimes something just doesn't make sense and miracles do happen when Sophia is brought home on a limousine and before she goes home, she stops by Annunciation Church and School?
I think sometimes people try to make this too binary, right? Like, do miracles exist or is it just, it's all science, it's all logic? I think the action of doctors and the action of first responders that day set up a circumstance where a miracle was even a conversation, mm-hmm. even a possibility,
yeah.
right? But I don't know how you, there are so many medical things that happen that we don't know why. And to me, like, you don't have to believe in the same God I believe in to look at Sophia Fortis and say, the doctor said that she should be dead.
Yeah.
So
I
to
know,
me, it is a miracle.
I know someone in my life who, when they found the cancer in her body and considering the circumstances, they were absolutely convinced this was going to be pervasive throughout her body. And that doctor told our doctor, I don't say this often, but this is basically a miracle. I don't understand how it only was where it was. This is a doctor saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's just inexplicable. Now, does inexplicable happen without the brilliance of doctor? No, of course not.
Right.
Of course not. You know, among the texts coming in. No, Chad, I don't believe miracles. Like I heard someone say, if God is everywhere, why did this tragedy happen to begin with? Sometimes because of the skills of doctors involved and things they do today with medicine, it seems like a miracle. Last one. If there was such a thing as miracles, then the church shooting would not have happened itself.
I just don't think that's how it works.
Yeah.
But I understand why people feel that way.
Jason, he'll take you home. He's finally back here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.